Morning, we're continuing Chayotim, Kalam Adalad Simon Hay. So, the last scenario that the Chayotim spoke about was a person who was an onus, and he's allowed to, in that situation, read Kriya Shema after Alos HaShachar, before Netzach Hama. So now he talks about Mara that you're going to be davening in conjunction with this. Do you say everything, etc.? She says, Bo'oz, in that situation where a person is reading Kriya Shema after Alois, so it's Yom, but it's his man to say Kriya Shema, so because Kriya Shema was Niskan to say together with Kriya Shema. Bo'oz lo yom rak Kriya Shema ubeiz brachos shelofoneho ve'emes ve'emuno. So he'll say three of the four brachos. He'll say the bracha, two brachos beforehand, the brachos of Emes Ve'emuno afterwards, which all are seen to be either an introduction or a extension of Kriya Shema. Al Hashkevenu lo yomar, but the bracha of Hashkevenu he won't say, and he will not daven Shemone Esrei either. To la'akar l'shashachar ein zman shiva, because tomorrow we can't daven, it's not nighttime anymore, it's daytime already. Because Kriya Shema he could say, because it's in conjunction with Kriya Shema. As much as we're saying that there are people which are in the state of lying down, the passive sense of lying, that they're lying down, and therefore Shema is relevant. But Hashkevenu is in regard to the act of going to sleep, which people don't go to sleep at that point in time. People are getting up at that point in time, or people are still sleeping at that point in time. If people are not going to sleep at that point in time, so therefore Hashkevenu, we can't say the la'akar alos hashachar ein zman shkiva. After alos hashachar is not the time that people are going to sleep. Okay. Now, the Chayyim moves on to another halacha. Normally, the zman for Kriya Shema of the morning starts by Mishayakir. But in a case where a person has an oinus and he cannot daven Mishayakir, he needs to daven earlier, he's allowed to. But over here, in this situation where he just said Kriya Shema of Arvis, can he turn around and say Kriya Shema of Shacharis in the same time frame? So the Chayyim says no. V'im hoya oz onus b'oys ha'shol lotzis l'derach mokim gedu de chayim alistim v'shad dvarim kedu le'el simen gimel. There are other scenarios. It should be chaval of simen gimel. Klal chaval simen gimel. So according to the Chayyim, we said before that a person that in these types of oinsim, they're significant. It's hard for him to focus later on. He's not a recreation from Alos HaShachar. But in this example, Lo Yikra Oz Kriya Shema Pam Shnia Lots of Jidei Chayvas Kriya Shema Shoyom. He cannot use the same time frame to say Kriya Shema for the day. So once he said Kriya Shema for the night, during that period, he cannot then say it again a second time to count for Kriya Shema of the day. Shemeachar Shalaila, he is, as it were, declaring that it's still part of the night. He cannot then flip around and say, no, it's daytime already. So not only does he have to wait until after Misha Yakter, he has to wait till after actual sunrise. Now the Mishavura in Simon and Ches brings that some disagree. Like we explained before, this is not an issue of day and night, this is an issue of Shkiva and Kima. And so even though we're saying that there are people which are still lying in bed at that point in time, therefore saying Kriya Shema of Shkiva is appropriate, it is still Zman Kima for many people. Many people are awaking, getting up at that point in time. So they feel you can do both at the same time frame. Would be acceptable for the person to say Kriya Shema of Arvis. He cannot use the same Shema twice. He'd have to say it a second time. Then he'll say it a second time to be used to this Kriya Shema of the morning. But since this is presented as a Yesh Cholkim, it definitely is preferred the Chatzkila to do like the Chayyarim says. In that situation, would be to wait until after sunrise to say Kriyat Shema that second time. Have a good day.